This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free numbers, the Skype username, we'll share those with you in moments. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, you and I had the same story here to discuss tonight. That's usually an indicator something we should talk about, and that is the ridiculous position of the Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate. And I presume that the presidential candidate shares the same position, but I don't know if the news gets that detailed.
I don't know. And the story that I did have from the Washington Post, I now can't open because the Washington Post puts their stuff behind the firewall after you read so many articles.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, I think I've got a variant on the story here. Headline from the LibertarianAlliance.com. Headline says, the Libertarian Party goes Gestapo, supports mass surveillance and federal snitching. These are your boys, Mark Edge. You're the one getting behind the Johnson Weld campaign. You're excited.
Every time I hear Johnson Weld, I think of the Austin Powers thing. It was a horrible smelting accident.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, so I bet somebody thought it was funny, though.
Yeah. the people that have seen the movie, they know what I'm talking about.
Well, Ian, I when you say it's my guys, yeah. I mean,
you're the one excited about it.
The reality is that I'm aware, like I'm the adult in the room that understands we're going to have a president in November, a president elect in November.
No, I understand that. I just don't think any of the candidates that are running are any good.
Whether you think they're any good or not. Do you have one that you think is less bad?
No.
If you had to pick from the candidates that could possibly win, would you choose to pick?
Well, the ones that could possibly win, if by that you mean the ones that will definitely be in the debates.
No. What I mean is the ones that have enough electoral votes, because those are ones that possibly could win.
Libertarians have never gotten electoral votes in my lifetime.
But they're on enough ballots to where they theoretically could. But that's theoretically could and actually have a snowball's chance in hell.
I'm seeing
two different things.
I'm seeing polls where Johnson's getting close to 20%.
Oh, really? Which poll is that?
Well, do I have to go hunting for him?
Yeah,
I saw a poll where I don't know if it was a scientific poll, but among independents, he had 22% in this particular poll. But again, it was three candidates. Most of the polls that I'm seeing include four candidates. And that automatically is going to split even further the not Hillary, not Trump number of responses.
From here, from Real Clear Politics, CBS has, on average, Johnson's at 8.9%. CBS News has them at 11%. Bloomberg at 9%. Guardian at 6%. When was the last time you heard of a libertarian polling these numbers?
You can put any name on there.
Hold on. I have an answer to your question, Screamy Man. Fine. You can answer in a second. You see, Ian, though, immediately when he gets backed into a corner, suddenly changes the story.
No, I haven't changed the story. You haven't bothered to listen. What was his name? Harry Balls or something like that? D's Nuts. D's Nuts polled about the same. So just all you've got there is someone choosing someone who's not Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. These aren't people who've embraced the ideas of liberty.
So
they're not people who are looking into the Libertarian Party.
So to answer your question, Mark Edge, of when was the last time a libertarian polled at 7, 8, or 9%, it would have been in about this time, 2008, when, yes, Babar was polling at about 7, 8, 9%.
Babar.
Stayed that way, did not get in the debates, and then wound up getting about 500,000 votes. So to answer your question of when's the last time a Libertarian polled here was 8 years ago, because I don't recall what any of the polls were 4 years ago.
I didn't find Bob Barr to be motivating as far as a candidate goes. I find Gary Johnson to be more motivating. I'm clear that
I'm
there
glad
is not
somebody finds it motivating.
A principled Libertarian in the election. I'm clear on that. I'm 100% clear there's no principled Libertarian. I'm also 100% clear that the only principled Libertarian that was running wouldn't even file with the FCC, so he couldn't have run in the first place. This is one of the problems with principled Libertarians.
The FEC has absolutely zero to do with ballot access.
He said the FCC anyway.
Right.
FEC. No, it has FEC.
No, you said FCC, but you meant FEC. But filing with the FEC has less to do with ballot access than how many times I poop.
And... If you're not going to file with them, and they're going to want to know about your campaign numbers, and Gary Johnson's accepting donations. You couldn't.
He'd better, because he owes a lot of campaign debt from last time.
Actually, I was accepting donations and raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 in donations.
Only through cryptocurrencies, and we have yet to see whether you're going to go to prison over that, because we don't know what the FEC's going to do.
And you are all worked up tonight here, Mark. Look how defensive he gets.
Did you
look how defensive
caffeine?
He gets. Yeah, I bet
I'm
he
not
did.
Worked up.
You did, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No? Okay.
It's lemonade.
Did you eat chocolate?
No, I didn't have any chocolate.
Okay. You're getting all worked up over defending your boys here,
I'm
Bill
not
Weldon.
Defending anyone. I just think that there's a ludicrous position on the board, and the ludicrous position is, I don't like anybody! It makes me so mad, and I don't want
it
to mess that
matter,
much.
Mark.
I've got sour
you're getting
grits
so
or anything.
Upset, and it doesn't even matter, because it's national politics. You know the Libertarians aren't going to win. You know they're not going to let Gary Johnson in the debates. And
I know Libertarians aren't going to win if Libertarians don't support Libertarians.
Well, if you had a Libertarian for me to support, I'd get behind him like I did Ron
Paul. If the Libertarians knew how to run a party and could keep Republicans from running, then they might have a Libertarian running.
Well, that's the thing. You try running a political party that's not subject to infiltration, Mark. Good luck with that. As soon as you create something that is desirable, something that has a chance at having some sort of influence, that's when the people who want to destroy you will come in, and they will spend their time taking over your organization.
It just sounds like sour grapes, guys. That's all it sounds like. I mean, Daryl ran a great campaign, and he ran it hard, and he ran it long, and he lost. And now it sounds like all you guys want to do is tear down the guy who won. Even though he is
they're
arguably
doing it themselves here.
The best candidate out there.
I got the Washington Post story pulled up here, Daryl. It's Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, now running as the Libertarian Party's candidate for vice president. By the way, he's a former Republican. Called today for a 1,000-agent task force to combat Islamic State adherence in the United States and for a snitch line where Muslims could inform on radicalism. Weld said, let's face it. The United States is under attack right now by ISIS and ISIS copycats. They have a deep pool to pull from. There are over 3 million Muslims in the United States. Maybe Mr. Trump will want to deport them all, but the better approach is to work with the community, which means snitch line. Weld, who served as a U.S. attorney, then assistant attorney general in the DOJ's Criminal Justice Division, that means he put drug users in jail. That means he put nonviolent, peaceful people in jail. Maybe he's going to apologize for that. I don't know if he's done that yet, but that'd be nice, huh? If he would apologize for all his past
misdeeds. I don't think he will.
He suggested the DOJ could take a cue from a program that worked in Massachusetts, he said. The Drop a Dime Project, a nonprofit tip line created by community leaders, was used by law enforcement to pursue tips about crime in Boston's black neighborhoods and to achieve breakthroughs in drug investigations. He said, we'd get all kinds of tips. The residents of Dorchester and Mattapan were only too happy to help. There may be some people out there leaning toward ISIS, people who would want to shelter the people going around killing other people. But for every pair of ears that would be sympathetic, there will be pairs that will not be sympathetic. Yes, that's right. He's talking about setting up a snitch line so you can snitch on your peaceful neighbors because you're scared and paranoid they might be Muslims.
I don't have a problem with snitch lines if they're snitching on people that are going to harm other people.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
That's what we are talking about.
No, if there's someone who's going to harm another person, you can call the police and let them know. You don't need to have an anonymous snitch line set up for people to inform on their suspected neighbors.
A snitch line,
they don't like the way they look.
Is just an advertisement for a line that goes to the police.
I figured you'd be defending this. Toll free number is 855-453.
I'm not defending the drug line out of Boston.
855-450-3733. But you are defending a snitch line for Muslims, aren't you?
Please snitch on violent people.
Pretty. Well, that's not what we're talking about here.
Yes, it is.
No, I'll read it again. I'll read his words again. 855-453. Free talk live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
the Libertarian Party's banner are continuing to prove how very unlibertarian they are. We're going to get deeper into the story about Bill Weld, the VP candidate for the Libertarian Party, former Republican governor who's advocating a snitch line be created, and even worse, a 1,000-agent task force being created to supposedly combat Islamic State adherents in the United States. You know, all, well, next to none of them. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. Sab is on the line in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hey, Sab.
Hi, guys. Isn't a libertarian someone that was born on third and thinks they hit a triple?
What, third and what? I missed the joke.
A libertarian, it's a baseball is someone joke. That was born on third base and thinks they hit a home run. Thinks they hit a triple.
Oh, I get it.
It's a baseball joke.
Okay,
gotcha.
Hey. Yeah, the only party I like is a party with a lot of liquor, because you know what? Ron Paul was the only decent politician I've seen in 200 years. These libertarians that are promoting fascism are a bunch of losers. It's about jurisdiction. The NSA is sniffing everyone's underwear. The FBI interviewed this guy twice, and they still couldn't get him.
I think that's the best point out there, is this, that you know, whatever snitch line you put together, it, you know, what's going to happen? Well, the FBI goes and checks somebody out. The FBI checked this guy out twice.
You know, what about defending yourself? You mean everybody in that, no one had a gun in that club to take this guy down?
Guess not.
That's a libertarian should be saying.
Yeah, no.
You know, this libertarian candidate's a loser. You know, I call them liberal lunatics, Republican rats, dummy rats, and liberal lunatics. They're, listen, if you get a libertarian in there, and I was a campaign manager for one in the early 80s, they end up being just like the Republicans and Democrats because they believe in the philosophy of socialism, which are parties. They love parties. So this guy yelling at you about, ooh, who's going to be the president? I don't care who gets elected. They don't have any authority over me.
Hey, if
the federal government is to have no contact with the individual.
If you're going to advocate that, then advocate not voting, period. Rather than...
That doesn't make sense.
No, come on.
I think you said sucks.
Okay. We're gonna,
don't. Did you,
I think joke.
Yeah, I think you would know better than saying the F word. This is one of the program directors of our radio station. But our board op did dump you on that one, just so you know. He thought you said the F word.
So my point is that it is a reality that we are going to have a presidential a president come November, and if you choose to want to vote for one, then it seems to me that you should vote for one that's going to be on in enough states that they can get it's possible that they'll get enough electoral votes, and then. To me, the best one of those people seems to be the Johnson-Weld ticket.
I'm not so sure anymore.
It's good.
I was saying before that the Johnson ticket might be the least of the evils, but with this news, I'm really not so sure about that anymore. These are both former politicians, former Republicans. I don't think they've changed their ways at all. They're just trying to grasp at power. What do you think, Sam?
Listen, they believe in federal tyranny. The federal government was supposed to have no relationship with the individual, and that's why the senators were supposed to be elected by the states, not the people. The only way you and I have any contact with the federal government is if you volunteer into it. You have to do something, get a Social Security number, get a federal license. But they're supposed to be out of the states. If I were the governor of Tennessee, I'd give them 48 hours to get out of the state. I'd call them and say, get your federal courts, your federal forts, which I call them, out of my state. You don't need to be here. Go. Leave. But libertarians promote this idea of federalism. They're no different than Republicans or Democrats or the Socialist Party.
Sab, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate you.
All right, thanks.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
I don't disagree with anything the guy says.
I take issue with the whole claim that libertarians promote federalism. Certainly, some libertarians do.
Well, he's talking about
other libertarians do not.
Well, and that's part of the frustration here, is that these guys aren't libertarians, and it's making it, you know, more and more crystal clear here by the day as more words drip from their lips.
Hold on. When you say they're not libertarians, they are libertarians. They're the libertarians' nominee for president.
That doesn't mean they're philosophical libertarians.
They're not consistently philosophically libertarian. That much is for certain. But, I mean, you know, it's a big tent philosophy.
No, yours is a big tent philosophy. Daryl and I, we actually believe in the party of principle and the idea of adhering to the non-aggression principle. Somebody who adhered to the non-aggression principle would reject the idea of a federal police force in the first place. Weld saying he wants a 1,000-member federal police task force to so-called combat Islamic State.
And a philosophical libertarian would not have any problem at all answering Tucker Carlson's libertarian quiz,
which was,
should polygamy be illegal?
Now, this was Johnson who botched up the answer to this question. He basically, after hubbing and flubbing and, you know, barely being able to spit words out, essentially said that, yeah, it should continue to be illegal.
He said it's a personal issue that the state should have the right to decide.
Oh, that's...
States aren't people.
Okay.
So, he said, a personal issue that states have the right to decide.
I see.
Tucker then said, but Governor, would you be okay with a state deciding that same-sex couples can't get married? And he said, no, I'm not okay with that. But polygamy is a personal issue that states have a right to decide.
So he's fine with gay marriage, but he's not okay with polygamy.
Right, because apparently states are now people that get to decide other people's relationships if it involves more than two people.
Now, if he were a libertarian, an actual libertarian, he would have made it pretty clear. It's your body, it's your life, you should have the ability to make that choice.
As long as it's consensual.
The federal government, the state government should have no business whatsoever.
That's what a libertarian should say.
Exactly.
But I would
he
also
blew that
out,
one again.
How many of the candidates that are currently running of the what? Can we agree that there are four candidates for president that would be likely? The Green, the Libertarian, the Democrat, and the Republican?
There are four candidates that will be on enough ballots. As of right now, there's a couple of parties that might wind up crossing that threshold, but it's unlikely.
If I am a principled polygamist one-issue voter, which one of those should I vote for?
I don't know what Jill Stein's position is on polygamy, but I know the other candidates are all opposed to it.
It's apparently not important enough to her to have run on the issue.
Let's talk to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about what happened in Orlando the other day. And let me just say, with a healthy dose of sarcasm, think of what could have happened had it not been for all of the diligent, proactive efforts of law enforcement that prevented what could have happened down there, and that is that somebody younger than 21 could have gone into that club and had a beer. Now, aren't we lucky to have these cops working diligently 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to prevent such a horrible event from happening?
Thanks
for protecting
the call,
us. Protecting us. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Totally agree. Prohibition needs to end for people under the age of 21. They're drinking anyway, so let's let them drink legally so they can drink more safely. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm.
So if you've missed the healthcare deadline, but you want to get some coverage before the end of the year so you don't get hit with some kind of penalty, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. And for those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. I recommend checking out Liberty HealthShare if you have, if you pay your insurance premium. If your company does, whatever, that's fine. Stick with what you got. But check out Liberty HealthShare if you have to pay, because my family, when we checked this out, it was a little over half of the cost of insurance. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed for an individual not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs all across the country. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and just get a free estimate. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about this Bill Weld character, who is the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate, sadly. He is a former Republican governor of Massachusetts and is now coming out saying he wants more government. He wants a 1,000-agent task force to combat, he claims, Islamic State adherents in the United States. Because, you know, all that terrorism that's happening around here in the United States. Oh, I know. People are saying, well, the thing in Orlando, the shooting over the weekend, wasn't that ISIS? Well, the evidence is suggesting at this point, as we were discussing last night, that no, in point of fact, this guy didn't know anything about the various different Islamic groups that he had claimed to be an adherent of. Antiwar.com had an article with details about this. Apparently, at some point when he was being interviewed by the FBI in one of his, I think it was 2013, when they were investigating him, he claimed to be a member of Hezbollah, which is apparently dramatically opposed to the ISIS folks.
I see.
And so now he supposedly called the police claiming he was a member of ISIS prior to conducting the attacks, which, of course, we haven't heard that phone call yet or anything like that. But nonetheless, ISIS later on then claimed through one of their media accounts that they were responsible for it. But just because ISIS claims responsibility doesn't mean this guy was actually, in point of fact, working for ISIS.
Well, ISIS
looks more like he was just a nutcase and angry at the boys in the club who had rejected his advances over apparently the last 3 years as he was attending the club.
ISIS, you did call for Muslims in America to sort of rise up and do the sort of thing that this guy did. So in that sense, since it's a loose coalition to some extent, they are, you know, they would be responsible in that sense, in that they called for it, it occurred, and there you go. As to what occurred at the club, I don't really know, but, you know, this is not a bad-looking guy. Seems like he could do okay at the gay club if that's what he wanted to do.
Let's talk to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Actually, if the phone screening software is working, there it is. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed, Wolfman. How are you?
Wolfman.
Okay. Yes, well...
Who's Wolfman?
Probably Yelly Screamy Mark.
Donald W. Perry.
Daryl is Wolfman.
I'm Wolfman. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Hudson, how are you? Okay, all right. Here it is. Obama is one with the terrorists by words and deeds. Obama, Osama,
I'll give you that. All of those guys are terrorists. Obama, okay. George W. Bush,
okay.
Hillary Clinton.
Thank you. Obama, Osama, what difference does it make? Obama is deliberately pushing his country into harm's way and leading us into the slippery slope. Is this situation in Florida an Obama nation? Emphasize the word Obama in that word.
Abomination. I haven't heard that one before.
Well, okay. All right. All the new normal. VALA. VALA. You know what that stands for? VALA stands for Black Animal, Lying African, Illegal.
You're so loud today, it's actually hard to understand you because you're distorting the phone.
This man is the soap bigotry of low expectation, a blasphemy, an abomination, a black plague, Satan, on this man.
I can't understand a word that he's saying. Are you guys following this?
Obama's a black plague.
He's the black plague now. Okay. Well, don't worry, Ralph. Somebody new will be replacing him soon enough. Thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't worry. Whoever it is that wins in 2016 will take the Barack Obama, George Bush policies of the last decade plus and will continue them. Whoever it is, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, they're going to keep doing what Barack Obama and his predecessor, George W. Bush, did before him. Because I do agree with Ralph that Obama is a terrorist, because I think all federal government agencies are terroristic. I think that they are all using the threat of violence and or actual violence to achieve their political goals. And that's basically... That's the definition of terrorism.
That is the definition of terrorism. And one thing that's interesting is whenever the government, or any government for that matter, tries to define terrorism, they wind up realizing that it describes everything they do.
Let's talk to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, could I add one more type of shooting? It's called a food stamp office shooting. And I know that we just had this big homosexual gay nightclub jihad shooting. You know, I know that it's a big deal. But, you know, about a year ago, a food stamp applicant shot a security officer, went home and killed himself, shot himself.
So
okay. Why did that happen?
Well, you know what? Have you ever guys applied for food stamps? Both of you guys?
I have not.
I have a friend who did.
I know someone who did as well, yeah. We might be talking about the same person.
Well, but you know something? You know, a lot of these people that go to the food stamp office, a lot of them, they're illiterate. They can't fill out job applications. And they can't stay holding a job. They have a lot of mental illness. And you stand there and you forget one piece of paper. I mean, you sit there for a whole hour. And they say, you didn't fill this out. You didn't bring this ID. You didn't have this. Come back. And, you know, these people are out of job. They're starving. You know, they might be homeless. And then they tell you, you come back and do it all over again. Wait here for an hour. And
yeah, it's frustrating dealing with government bureaucracy, isn't it?
Let me ask you this. Is there no government program? Because it seems like something that if they're going to have government programs, it seems like one they should have is like, you're hungry? Here's some cans of food. Come back tomorrow and finish up the paperwork or whatever. I mean, is there no government program where they, like, hand you cans of
food? There are privately run food banks.
Yeah, we've got that here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the community kitchen will give you a box full of cans of food and other, you know, different items.
Privately run food bank. It just seems like if somebody's going to the food stamp office, that the food stamp office ought to have some cans of food to hand out to somebody who says, I'm hungry right now.
Those bureaucrats aren't paid to be compassionate. They're paid to process paperwork. And if you don't get the paperwork right, then they're going to send you home, just like a bureaucrat at the DMV would. So what I'm hearing from you, Sarah, is frustration with how rude and, nasty some of these government bureaucrats can be in these positions, and that can be frustrating, no doubt about it. Now, it's hard to feel bad for somebody who, you know, is looking for a handout who doesn't get their paperwork right when there are private organizations who can help these people. There are churches, there are private groups that do have food banks, and they do have, you know, expired food, for instance, that they can give out to folks.
But a lot of times people aren't aware of those because they're told, well, if you need food, go to the food stamp office.
Right, and then they give you a card.
I did a search for food stamp shooting, and the only story that comes up is from 2011, mom denied food stamps, shoots kids, kills herself.
Thanks, Sarah, for your call. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Libertarians tend to support voluntary solutions for helping feed hungry people, but not using the state, not using the violence of the state. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, so you can Skype into the show. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Also, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to help support our efforts to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, you can't count on the Libertarian Party to do it. You can send us $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can learn more about it there. It's a way for you to help us market the show, to advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for, to more radio stations. We've got over 170 stations today, which is pretty good, but we could have 300. You know, it just depends on how can we get our message out effectively to program directors and get them to check out the show and sign on with us. The more money we have to put towards that, the better. Also, we can acquire new satellite channels, advertise to internet listeners, and your $5 a month makes all that possible. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We've been discussing the latest disturbing news from the Libertarian Party's presidential campaign. Vice presidential candidate Bill Weld is now advocating for a 1,000-agent task force to combat Islamic State adherents in the United States, something you never would have heard from a previous libertarian presidential candidate like Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik, who Michael Badnarik was the last real libertarian candidate they ever had, and he wasn't as good as Brown.
I'd say that was arguable.
Well, at the very least,
he was much more of a constitutionalist than a libertarian.
Sure, but ultimately he has, I think, become even more radical.
He has
over time. At the very least, he carried the torch, I think, pretty effectively for the LP. I didn't feel badly about supporting him, but I sure wouldn't want to support Bill Weld or Gary Johnson, the VP and presidential candidates. And now you've got Bill Weld, who's doing interviews here, Washington Post reporting that he wants a 1,000-agent task force and a snitch line for people to, and he claims, for Muslims to inform on other Muslims, but I suspect just about anyone would be qualified to call this the snitch line.
So as far as the snitch line goes, as you're calling it, what...
That's what he's calling it.
He called it the drop a dime line when he was the governor in Massachusetts.
What do you find so disturbing about the government, you know, getting marketing a telephone line?
I find the encouraging...
Hold on, let me finish my question. That people can use to call on others that they believe are likely and to commit imminent violent acts.
Well, first of all, they already have a line people can call if they believe there's violence that's imminent. It's 911. You don't need a snitch line for that. A snitch line encourages people to rat out their neighbors. It encourages people to be suspicious of one another. If you see something, say something. Well, guess what? The more data you get coming in, the more difficult it can be to actually ferret out what's the real threat, if there really is one, because there's a bunch of garbage.
Well, is it a totalitarian idea, or is it just a bad idea? I would suggest that since the FBI already saw this, the FBI had been in contact with the Boston guy, the Orlando guy, the FBI doesn't really know what to do with somebody until they do their terrible violent act.
So put 1,000 of their agents on the case. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah,
right?
When they say task force, do they mean part of an already existing government agency that they just hire on 1,000 new, say, FBI agents and call them the terrorism task force or whatever? Or do what they mean is let's have a whole new organization that works with these other organizations,
do they mean let's do what the FBI is already doing and find people and radicalize them and give them a bomb and then tell them a location to go to and then go arrest them and say, aren't you glad we arrested this guy?
Well, Weld had more to say here in the Washington Post story.
Oh, and one more thing on the whole snitch line. Don't we supposedly have the right to face our accusers? But with these snitch lines, it's anonymous complaints. Ian, several years ago, you had one of these anonymous complaints about somebody complaining about a couch that you didn't even know was sitting on the side of the yard.
Right. Turned out that person was a government agent who made that anonymous complaint. But
now, that's less about a snitch line. That's more about bad government laws that were able to be enforced against Ian.
Well, right, but snitch lines allow people to make anonymous complaints.
Sure.
Right, and if you go into New York City, as we've done a few times for these talkers conferences, these talk radio conferences, sometimes you'll see billboards up about, do you know someone who has a gun? Snitch them out for $1,000 cash.
Right, now that's the next thing that comes along with the snitch line. Once the snitch line isn't as effective as they'd like it to be, then they start offering the payouts. You know, hey. If we do manage to convict your terrorist in waiting, then you get $10,000. Report on all your friends.
Yeah, I got a real problem with any kind of snitch line because it encourages people to be suspicious of their neighbors, and I don't think that's a good thing.
You do understand that these people, Weld and Johnson, they're looking for answers, and they're offering more answers than the other candidates are offering. I think that's what they're doing is they're clawing for answers. What's your answer?
The answer is if you're a libertarian, if you're an actual libertarian candidate for some public office and people are asking you about terrorism, the answer is, if we have terrorism, it's probably because the U.S. federal government is going around bombing people all around the globe, specifically in the Middle East.
This is particularly some of the things that were reported on this Orlando guy. I mean, he said things like that.
So, therefore, if you want to stop terrorism from happening here, the best thing you can do, rather than hire more police and set up snitch lines, would be to stop bombing people in the Middle East and withdraw the military troops from said places and further from all around the globe so as to therefore not piss off people from all around the globe, have them being angry at the United States and then taking out their hatred against poor innocent people over here. So he could have, an actual libertarian can use the issue of terrorism to discuss foreign policy and what a libertarian approach to foreign policy actually is. And as far as the shooting in Orlando is concerned, well, obviously gun control was a problem wherein the club apparently prohibited weapons inside its location. So that's not government gun control, but it is still a restriction on someone's freedom to defend themselves. And had someone actually been carrying a gun, then maybe there wouldn't be 49 dead bodies right now. So those are some things libertarians could say.
And I see a lot of poo-pooing of that on Facebook. A lot of people saying that, oh no, there's nothing you could do in a situation like that. And I tend to think, I mean, you know, the guy had an AR-15,
yeah,
but that doesn't mean you couldn't get some cover and, you know, shoot a couple of rounds at him. It doesn't matter whether the bullet comes out of a .22 or whether it comes out of a bazooka. It'll kill you.
Yeah. Anything coming back at a shooter is better than nothing coming back at a shooter.
Right. Plus the fact that then that disturbs his line of sight. He has to get undercover. All kinds of things.
And there's several reports from people that say they were in the club where they're saying somebody was holding the doors closed and there's no way that one person acted alone.
There are those claims. I don't even know what to say about them, but I've seen all kinds of stuff talking about this shooter was a government contractor, and there's some evidence that he worked for a security company.
He did, apparently, yeah.
That did do contracting for the U.S. government. So, you know, we don't know this, that, or the other, but I would hope that the reporters are able to dig a little deeper.
Well, here's what Weld said. So we talked about some of the things that libertarians might say, like, oh, yeah, self-defense could have helped in this circumstance if people were allowed to do that. But Weld had this to say, quote, "What's outrageous from a law enforcement perspective," remember, this guy used to be a prosecuting attorney. "What's outrageous from a law enforcement perspective is that this guy, Omar Mateen, was talking about killing people. If he was interviewed by the FBI, if he was ranting and raving so bad that people knew about it, they should have known," said Weld. He further said, "Someone who's come to the FBI's attention twice, his name should never disappear. If you had a task force of 1,000 agents, FBI agents working on these cases, that would be doable." So what exactly does that mean? He says, you know, his name should never disappear. Well, his name didn't disappear. The FBI still had files. They still had information about the interviews that they'd conducted.
This is an annoying thing called probable cause, right?
Well, Weld is basically suggesting he could have been apprehended before he acted. That's what the Washington Post says here. At one point in the interview, Weld referred to Islamic State adherents in America as, quote, "enemy combatants," unquote. He clarified that American citizens could be or would be prosecuted through the normal legal system, adding that his experience has been that task forces going after the mafia, Yakuza, and IRA were able to infiltrate and weaken those organizations. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what exactly would he suggest the FBI agents have done differently with this guy, Omar Mateen? They investigated him. They determined that, you know, he was a lying individual. And then they moved on to other cases. What would you do differently? Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.